Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is all about a quick wealth hack, right? A quick wealth hack, quick wealth tip for you to implement, all right? It's a very short episode, but I wanted to come and deliver it to you. I think it's important. Just take this quick hack, implement it, and see what happens to your money, all right? So here's what happens. Right now, what's happening in the world is a lot of these free services that we've come to ingrain in our lifestyle are becoming monetized. The likes of Facebook, Instagram with their verification, a lot of other like things like Apple is now charging $14 for storage. Google, if you want to clean up your storage, is like $2 now. Like there's lots of things that have been free. Netflix is changing how they're doing subscription across different devices. So we're starting to see a bit of creep happen in the online space with software. But also, there is simple creep that happens when you say yes to certain payments or programs that you do outside work or whatever it is to progress yourself. And it can, even with your shopping, it can happen too, like with retail and so forth. Lifestyle creep is like this, where it just creeps up slowly and you don't realize you're kind of sinking until you're there. And you're like, uh-oh, right? I've just progressively bitten off way more than I can chew. So it's like the proverbial frog in the boiling pot. You can put a frog in a pot and I've never done this. I don't even know if this is real. I've heard it, but I wouldn't suggest doing it for the poor frog. But if you put it in cold water and then slowly heat it up, it boils itself to death. It doesn't jump out. But if you chuck a frog into the boiling pot, it jumps out straight away. You can see this, for example, when, like, if I look at someone's financial status sometimes, I'm like, well, it's easy to spot all the problems. Like, that's a problem. I can see that's a problem. And you can see how that's happened, but that person's they're in their own pot boiling slowly. That they don't realize it. And so that's why it's great to get a financial mentor or a coach or someone else to look at it so that you can actually get an objective opinion about where you're sitting financially. Or of course, if you want investment advice, seeking a financial planner and so on, you know, but it's good to get that because they can see that you're the frog in the proverbial pot boiling slowly. But if you do this one thing, right? Well, two things I would hope. The first one is like at least if you're having a monthly audit and looking at your accounts every month, that tells you if you're the boiling frog or not because you can see like, holy crap, I've spent, you know, you're like, wow, the water's getting hot. If you do a monthly audit of your bank statements, right? So I just did our Bassett's every 3 quarters. I can tell the barometer of the water, how hot it's getting because none of us are immune to lifestyle creep. It's just about how well we manage it that matters. So if you can do that first, check the temperature of the pot by doing a monthly audit, that will help you. But outside that, one of the things you can do is, particularly when there's a lot of these subscriptions happening at the moment, is this. Like when I just grabbed the verification for Instagram and Facebook, okay? Now, incidentally, they charge you for both. Of course, right? So being in business online, it's important for me to have that, right, for various reasons. So I want to get it. It's $50 a month. But immediately my mind was like, okay, what am I going to cancel? What am I going to get rid of for $50 a month before I engage this? There's plenty of money there to take it on the chin, no worries, without it changing anything. But I want to always try and replace a cost rather than actually add a cost, if that makes sense. So like, what am I going to cut out to be able to afford this? And I think that is a great hack for you to implement into your life. Like, if you're going to buy, on the extreme level, if you're going to buy new clothes, what can you sell? If you're going to create a new subscription, what can you cancel? And this is why doing audits every month will help you because you can see what you're getting already. So like if you're going on a holiday and you want to spend there, how can you save it elsewhere? What can you do? It's kind of like offsetting, right? In investing parlance, when you buy and sell stocks like that against taxes, it's called tax loss harvesting. It's where you're kind of like offsetting the losses against the gains. And it's the same sort of thing with your expenses. You can either cancel something you already got before you get something new or sell something you own before you buy something else, right? So just having that mindset will probably help you from sitting in the boiling pot for too long, all right? Particularly right now as the cost of software is going up. It's something to be aware of, okay? The other day, I was like, with Alicia, I'm like, I think I'm getting charged like 16 times for Apple. Anyway, it turns out I'm not, but it's just being aware of those small things really do matter, because the small hole can sink a big ship. So like how you manage your finances at small things will dictate how well you manage it when you get more money. So I think as you scale up to millions too, for those who are quite successful, it still pays to look at your books every month. Like you just got to be on it, right? There's no amount of money you can make where you don't have to be financially careful. There's just none. Like Warren Buffett, you know, he's still very diligent with how he manages his money at $100 billion. He definitely doesn't suffer from lifestyle creep. He still goes to Macca's and gets the same $2 breakfast. And, you know, like they're the habits of the wealthy. They truly are. You got to be so careful. And it's very difficult because we're emotive human beings. We do things emotionally. We want to satisfy people's emotions and relationships. And if we're doing those things, it's easy to say yes to the financial stuff you know is going to be a problem down the track. So just be careful, be open and have discussions with your spouse about it. Have a good, honest discussion with yourself about it. And if you come up to that point where you're like, holy crap, I'm the frog in the flipping boiling pot, just methodically go through things and start changing your behaviors and canceling things and sacrificing again. And you'll tighten the belt back up and you'll be back on track again, okay? It's like the old saying with a sailing ship. It's kind of like 1% of the time it's on course. 99% of the time it's like course correcting. So you got to have to course correct your money as you go along. But just be aware of that. That's probably something you can implement straight away. So I hope that's been effective and helpful for you. And I'll talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees. Hey, P.S. Send this episode to a friend if you've got value from it. And thank you so much for sharing the podcast. All right, talk soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.